we're delighted to have the opportunity to go into the final this week, to be honest. It's a great bunch of boys that we have going down there. It's the first time now since 2012 that we're in an under-17 final. So we're hoping for the best. And
these young boys have played in an All-Ireland final in recent years. Now, they didn't come out the right end of the result in 2015, but it's not going to be a new experience for some of them on Wednesday.
No, absolutely not. No, myself and Paul had a team in 2015 that in our first-year team with a number of the boys, Dara Ellison, Connor O'Reilly, and Charlie White, to name a few. We had a narrow 1-0 defeat that was in a game that could have gone anywhere, and finals have a tendency to kind of be like that in itself. But no, I suppose we've been there before with a number of them, and we have an Ulster title behind us, so we've a lot to look forward to, and we shouldn't be too nervous going into it.
Yeah, and it's a big achievement, particularly at the standard that you're playing at in the age group at under-17 to get to an All-Ireland final. But you've got a good squad of players there, some very, very talented footballers, and there's a good mix of some Finn Harps and Derry City boys in there too, Peter.
Oh, there is, yeah. We're actually kind of blessed, to be honest, with the group that we have. A number of them, they play together quite a bit, so they know each other's game inside out, really. So it's a huge benefit for us in the school, really.
So many games did you have to play to get to this stage, of the year, Peter?
We got through 5 games. I suppose, kind of as the games have gone on, the boys have really stepped up. We had some particularly difficult games now in the lead-up. We had a tricky game against St Pat's down in Cavan in the Ulster semi. We had a very difficult, actually, Ulster final against Cairn Donagh, who were an excellent side, really, really good side. I think they'd previously won a couple of Ulster titles themselves, which in a very tight game was, you know, it went into extra time and it could have went to either side, really, but we kind of stuck at it, and 2 minutes from the end of extra time we got the winner, so we're absolutely over the moon with that. And then we went on to meet the Bish of Galway in the All-Ireland semi there 2 weeks ago. A very, very talented side in itself, but we made a very quick start, so we did, and we got a couple of goals ahead in the first half, and we were absolutely excellent, to be honest. We got the job done in itself.
Yeah, won that game by 3-2. Ryan O'Donnell, Dara Ellison and Conor O'Donnell getting on the score sheet on that day. Yeah. But now you've got a new challenge ahead. It's the All-Ireland final. What do you know about the opposition for Wednesday, Peter?
Right, well, first of all, we don't know a great deal about them then, to be honest, but they don't know a lot about us either, I suppose. Rochestown themselves have won. Last week they won their senior final, All-Ireland final, so there's a couple of lads there would be a crossover with them. So we know the standard high, but, you know, hopefully we're at the standard too.
What's it been like then this week, the last 7 days or so, prepping for this final? Are the young boys getting a buzz of working hard and getting into a big decider?
Yeah, they are, yeah. That's been great, really. Even, you know, in amongst the school, amongst the staff and the parents and the boys, the other students in the school, you can kind of, they're always asking questions about it and wishing us luck. So there's a great atmosphere going into it. The boys themselves are looking forward to it. We think they're ready. One or two kind of minor injury worries. Our captain, Michael Gallagher, doesn't look like he'll make it. But it's another opportunity for someone else to come in.
Well, and just finally, in your head, and obviously with Paul alongside you as well, what do you think it's going to take then for St Unions to be crowned All-Ireland champions?
I think cool, calm heads on the day, and hopefully not focus too much on being in the final itself. But if we stick to our game, and, you know, we have some very good footballers in the side, I think, you know, as you know yourself, a number of Finn Harps and Derry lads, and if we just stick to our game and stick to, you know, play like we can, we won't be too far away.